So just a very brief thought on the 82nd Mizmor of Tehillim, which is actually the Shir Shal Yom for Tuesday. So yesterday worked out. We got the Shir Shal Yom for Thursday. On Thursday, I was feeling pretty good about things. But, you know, you can't have it both ways. This is one of those situations where you can't win on both. So the Mizmor's basic theme is the idea that there's a certain duality within all of us. On the one hand, we have a soul, and that soul makes us as close to God as any creature on this earth, as David HaMelech says earlier in Tehillim, but to chasreo ma'at melukim, we're just a little bit of a notch below, but we have that aspect of divinity within us. Obviously, we're not the religion that believes that the human being can be the divine, but you understand what I'm saying. On the other hand, we have a very earthy component, quite literally, which is why first person is called Adam, because he is afar min ha'adama. So the drama sort of plays itself out at the end of the Mizmor, and then I'll come back to the beginning. So Ani Amarti, Hashem says, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvenei Elyon Kulchem. I looked at you and I saw all the potential that you could be like the gods, quite literally. In other words, that you have the ability to conduct yourself morally and to appreciate that which is right, and especially in the context of this Mizmor, to bring justice to the world. And we always say, Shiftu Dalvi Yasom Anivarash Hatzdiku, Paltu Dalvi Avion Biyar Rishai Matzilu, the formation of a just and equal society through equal protection under the law, one of the great topics of conversation in our nation right now. But inevitably, God says, we always fall short of that. Achein, alas, ke Adam temusun, Adam, meaning from the Adama, the earthy components, you always make sure that you fall short of that. Ucha achara sarim tipolo. So instead of being b'nei elyon, always moving up, uke achara sarim tipolo, there's always an inevitable descent. And this, what's called the dialectic forces moving in opposite directions, is part of our story as human beings. And our job, of course, is never to be demoralized by the failures. We all fail every single day in terms of what it is that we're trying to accomplish here, but always to recommit ourselves when those moments happen, and hopefully they become fewer and further between, even if we can never really completely overcome that aspect of Adam to us, that aspect of ki basar hema. In the end of the day, we're only but flesh and blood. And I don't think God has any other expectations other than that constant striving for improvement. As I said, I would go backwards here. So I'll conclude with the first pasuk of the Mizmor. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim nitzav ba'da'asel bekerv Elohim yishbot. So the Gemara in Brachos, and then the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what does it mean that God stands in the congregation of the Lord? So the Gemara in Brachos says, when you have 10 people who are able to get together and Davin, so God is standing there, making his presence felt between them. In other words, God acknowledges what they're trying to do, and those efforts are so sincere that God will give us a standing ovation. And the same thing applies when Badas El means an honest Beisdin, an honest court, when they're trying to do God's work here on this world. The Ramban says judges are agents of God. When they're trying to do that work of God to make sure that everybody is given equal justice under the law, God stands for them as well. God will give a standing ovation for that effort also. Are they going to get it 100% right every single time? No way. Human beings are always imperfect. You can't, I don't think there's a judge in America who would say in retrospect he or she got every single decision right. But God will applaud that effort. And I just wanted to conclude by reading from the Yalkut Shimoni. We talked about the context of Tvila B'tzibor. We talked about the context of the judiciary. But this is such a beautiful thought. So the Medrash describes that Avram was visited by God after his bris milah. Avram was sitting down. Avram was like a little embarrassed that here he's sitting and God is, so to speak, standing. So Hashem says, you know, it's okay. First of all, you know, the nurses told me on the way in that I wasn't supposed to make you get up. You know, you're supposed to be recovering here. Okay. But then he says the following. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al titztar. Don't cause yourself any tzar. Amar lechayacha k'shem sha'ata yoshev ani omed Kach hasidin banecha b'nei shalosh shanim b'nei arba shanim leishe b'batei knesios b'batei midrashos v'ani nitzav aleihem. So Hashem says, you know, don't think that I'm only doing this for you because you're like, you know, 100 years old and I feel sorry for you and, you know, I'll just, you know, I'll let you sit because, you know, let's be honest, I don't want to overtax you over here after your bris milah. But Hashem says the truth is I would do the same for a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old who was taking his or her first steps in a shul, right, learning the alphabet, sitting next to their father or mother during davening, and starting that road, taking their first steps along the road towards a Jewish life. God says, I would give that a standing ovation as well. In other words, the effort and the aspiration are what's appreciated. And I think, you know, for all of us, especially, you know, when we think about it, not from a divine perspective, but just from a human perspective, whether it's with our students, whether it's with our children, or the people around us, I think that this is a really healthy way of having expectations. We should always expect best efforts. We can't always expect the best results. Life is more complicated than that. But if Hashem teaches us anything in this mizmor, it's really the idea of giving credit and acknowledging Elokim Nitzav Badasel. When you have the Hashem standing for people who are making an effort, whether it's in a Beis Din, whether it's in Tefillah B'Tzibur, whether it's the youngest of children taking their first steps in their spiritual journey, God is going to acknowledge that. He's going to stand for it. We can acknowledge the wonderful efforts of everybody around us, even if the truth is sometimes we don't always get the perfect results. It's the effort and the aspiration. Ani amarti Elohim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. The aspiration for people to be bnei elyon, to constantly grow and rise in terms of their formation of character, that is the most laudable effort of all. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos and look forward to continuing on Sunday morning. Again, Sunday morning will be outside on the Zoom.